KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 15 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, the high around 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. A man accused of beating to death his grandmother in Council Bluffs has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. Court records say 50-year-old Jacob Heyer pleaded guilty Monday to second-degree murder. Prosecutors lowered the charge from first-degree murder in exchange for Heyer's plea. Heyer was arrested in August of last year for the assault of 71-year-old Karen Fort. She died within a month, and his original charges were raised. Heyer's grandfather told officers that Heyer had said that Fort tried to kill him. The Creston Police Department says a Creston man reported Monday evening that sometime between November 30th and December 9th, his camper was stolen while parked at 312 North Division in Creston, property owned by the reporting party. The stolen camper was described as being a white 2002 Four Winds travel trailer valued at $6,000. Most Iowans will be off work and out of school on January 1st, and they're encouraged to begin 2020 with a healthy New Year's Day hike through a state park. Todd Kaufelt, a chief of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources State Parks Bureau, says this will be the ninth year for the so-called first day hikes in Iowa, and there are dozens of options from which to choose.
It's a fantastic event for family, for friends, for something to do to get the new year started the right way. The big part of this year, we have 49 different hikes all across the state, and it's the kickoff of our 100th anniversary for Iowa State Park, so it's a big deal to be a part of.
With more than four dozen hike locations, each event is offering its own take on the trek through the woods, though most are just a mile long with options for longer hikes depending on conditions.
We have lodges in several of the parks, but not all. Those lodges give us a chance to warm up because it's not going to be 60 degrees and sunny. We all know that. But it gives us a chance. We come in there for fellowship, for community gathering, and there's hot cocoa, there's coffee, there's snacks.
Last year, Kaufelt says more than 1,400 people took part in New Year's Day hikes across Iowa, hiking more than 1,100 total miles at dozens of state parks.
Every park is different, so every park has something to offer unique to its location, its resource. And with the right people, they can give a hike, whether it's 8 in the morning at Ledges, 9 o'clock at Walnut Woods, or in the evening at Prairie Rose, where they're going to do an owl prowl.
Hikers can expect to be surrounded by the quiet beauty of nature in winter, he says, while experiencing spectacular views, beautiful settings, and the cultural treasures offered by Iowa's state parks. Well, a central Iowa man may face stiff fines after killing six trumpeter swans. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
Acting on a tip, the Iowa DNR sent a conservation officer to Paul Arrington Marsh near Ankeny on Friday, where the officer witnessed a man shooting a trumpeter swan. As the officer approached, the man shot a second swan and had several others dead nearby. The DNR says 28-year-old Loai Abdulal of Ankeny says he mistook the swans for geese. Abdulal's shotgun was seized, and if convicted, he'll face a $1,500 civil penalty for each of the six birds. I'm Matt Kelly.
And rescuers who arrived at the Cricket Hollow Zoo near Manchester on Monday discovered some of the animals there were missing. Janelle Tucker reports from Manchester.
The judge had ordered all exotic animals at the zoo to be removed immediately due to deplorable conditions. The zoo's owners, Pam and Tom Sellner, appealed the case, but last week the Supreme Court ruled the rescue could continue. The Animal Legal Defense Fund has said they will be comparing their inventory of animals transferred with the one from the USDA reports to see what animals were missing and then investigate when the animals were transferred. They say if the animals left Cricket Hollow Zoo after the court order, that would mean the zoo is in violation of the court order and in contempt of the court, which could result in jail time of up to 6 months.
Elsewhere in state news, Deer & Company says it plans to lay off nearly 60 more workers at its Davenport Works plant. The company said Monday that it notified the workers December 2nd and said the cuts would be effective January 6th. Deer announced earlier this fall that it was laying off more than 110 workers from the plant. Deer spokesman Kent Golden says the cuts were the result of reduced building activity that is expected to lower sales of equipment. He says each Deer factory must balance its workforce number with customer demand for products from that factory. The Moline, Illinois-based company makes equipment for construction, agriculture, and landscaping. Authorities have arrested a Nebraska man who allegedly drove the wrong way on Interstate 29 in Iowa and crashed into a sports utility vehicle. Authorities say 32-year-old Nicholas Kevin Deidecker of Concord is accused of driving southbound in the northbound lanes of I-29 around 6:30 a.m. Saturday. Authorities say that Didecker collided with the SUV and continued driving in the wrong direction. The SUV driver was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Sioux City police officer saw the pickup running into the concrete barrier before turning back northward with its headlights off. Well, the former wing commander for the 185th Air National Guard Refueling Wing has been promoted to Brigadier General and given new duties. Former Colonel Larry Christensen received his star in ceremonies at the 185th Sunday afternoon.
This wasn't just about me. This is about my team, the people that I have around me. The Midwest work ethic is alive and well today. The 185th Air Refueling Wing is a fully operational unit that travels all over the world pretty much all year round. So they're very capable, very good unit, and it shows because this is the third year that we've won the Outstanding Unit Award.
General Christensen was presented with his promotion by Major General Mo Sawley, a longtime friend.
If you look at his biography and the jobs that he's held around the wing, he is the most well-prepared person I have seen to become a general officer.
Christensen spoke about his new duties.
I'll be the chief of staff down at the Joint Force headquarters in Des Moines. I'll still be representing the 185th here in Sioux City, the 133rd in Fort Dodge, and the 132nd in Des Moines.
Christensen is a Sergeant Bluff native who began his military career as a fighter pilot. He's flown the U.S. Air Force A-7 Corsair, the F-16 Falcon, and the KC-135 Stratotanker. A quick-moving snowstorm was being blamed for a pileup on Interstate 80 just east of Des Moines that forced police to close the freeway's westbound lanes on Monday. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkler says about 50 vehicles were involved in the Monday morning crash that occurred between Altoona and the intersection of Interstates 35 and 235. Police said that I-80 had remained closed for more than 4.5 hours later. Dinkler said at least one person was seriously injured in the crash. The snowstorm blowing through the Des Moines area created treacherous driving conditions Monday morning, forcing law enforcement agencies to respond to dozens of crashes. And investigators have released the names of the people involved in a shooting by a Clive police officer. Des Moines police are investigating and say a Clive officer tried to stop a vehicle which eventually crashed on a freeway exit in Des Moines. The report says Clive officer Nicholas Herschel Anderson shot 26-year-old Maimon Naya of Des Moines after Naya showed a weapon and refused to drop it. Naya remained in the hospital at last report. He's on a federal supervised release after pleading guilty to using a controlled substance while in possession of a gun. Another person in the car who took off, 27-year-old William Carr of Des Moines, was caught by a police dog. Carr had an active Des Moines warrant for domestic violence. Two guns were recovered at the scene, and Des Moines police say they're continuing to interview their witnesses, or had been yesterday. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.